From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities are likely bracing for more protests Saturday across the Muslim world, the day after large crowds of protesters from seven countries staged demonstrations after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian. The Palestinian man, who's 30, was killed by Israeli police during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Arab League, comprised of nearly two dozen countries, will meet Saturday in an effort to create a joint position on the U.S. position on Jerusalem. Britain and the European Union have reached an agreement on Brexit. After a week of intense negotiations, European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker announced on Friday the deal. Prime Minister Theresa May says she welcomes the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase to talk about trade and security. The United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions are not ripe for the safe return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar, the country they recently fled to escape violence and persecution. 2 weeks ago, Myanmar and Bangladesh signed an agreement on the voluntary repatriation of Rohingya refugees. The UN Refugee Agency says it is prepared to discuss arrangements for the free, safe, voluntary, dignified return of the refugees. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed his outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed at least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers and injured 40 others. The UN mission, MONUSCO, said at least five Congolese soldiers also killed in the protracted fighting between the suspected Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, element and the MONUSCO and Congolese forces. The Uganda rebel group ADF, which is active in the area, is suspected in Thursday's attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the Security Council on the attack.
Getting to this point has required...
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace. These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
The Secretary General said military reinforcements have arrived on the scene and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. He said medical evacuation of casualties is ongoing. Chinese citizens in Pakistan have been warned to keep a low profile. China says it has received intelligence reports of plans for imminent terror attacks. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad posted the unusual alert on its website. An estimated 20,000 Chinese are in Pakistan working on some 300 projects. The embassy statement said that it is understood that terrorists plan to launch a series of attacks in the near term against Chinese organizations and personnel in Pakistan. The United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions are not ripe for the return of the Rohingyas, one of our top stories at this hour. 2 weeks ago, Myanmar and Bangladesh signing an agreement on the voluntary repatriation of the Rohingya refugees. More than 600,000 have fled persecution to Bangladesh. And the other top story, we're continuing to follow situations in the Middle East after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, setting off a wave of protests in predominantly Muslim countries. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.